From the Roofing Dog Mobile Studios, Chad Baker back out at the Georgetown Fair 2025, the Georgetown Fairgrounds here on a Wednesday. And tonight, the Master Showmanship Show. And that's kind of the highlight out at the barns here. Got RFD's DeLoss Yonke with us here, and he's able to grace us with his presence this afternoon during the Noon Farm Show. But DeLoss, first of all, welcome.
Thank you. And one thing I didn't mention on the noon show was to commend you guys. I'm such a fan of local radio, and I listen to you guys a lot because I'm on I-74 a lot. And you know, and for years and years, you guys do it right. You know, focus on local, go to local events, especially in agriculture. Be on the ground. I know you're tied in different directions this week, but boy, you guys. You know, much respect to stations that go local.
Well, we appreciate that. And I think I had counted up. I think we are part of 19 different local events from the beginning of June through Labor Day, whether it's a fair, whether it's a tractor show, whether it's a state event. And I know me personally, I'm touching ground on, I believe I counted 15 of those. So, you know, I love getting out there. I love getting out here, being with the folks that listen to us, being with the communities that support us, and being a part of what makes radio so great is being part of those communities. And each community just so gracious in having us come out and be a part of that. And a lot of those communities wouldn't necessarily get those from those big town radio stations, the corporate radio stations. And so, you know, even though we're a region, we've taken on some new events this year. We, you know, we're bold. We try to stretch ourselves thin because, you know, we can sleep later.
Yeah, there's plenty of time for that. The growth in technology and improvements in technology have certainly helped that. You know, I imagine before there was probably someone always sitting at the station that had to save things or find emails or plug things in, and you know that can be done so much easier now and remotely now. For example, you know, I did quite a bit of stuff from your guys' headquarters in Tilden there that, you know, before I would not have been able to do, especially as easily as I was able to do it. So that does make a big difference. But, you know, this is your audience. You need to be amongst your audience, especially events like this. Mm-hmm. You know, talking to kids in the swine barn, for example, you know, those are going to be the next generation of participants in agriculture and community and everything else. So that's where you've got to be.
And if we're being honest here, that's what we do. We look for those folks that are being impactful in FFA, in 4-H, for those possible next internships, you know, for those that want to get into the ag industry, whether it's agronomy or whether it's ag business, or they want to become an agriculture teacher. You know, there's a building block that is a cornerstone within radio that folks can learn how to talk and be a bigger part of those industries. And we're not always looking for somebody that necessarily wants to be in radio. We're looking for people that want to be part of the industry. And if they want to use us as that stepping stone, so be it. Yeah. We've had a lot of great folks that have moved on from that.
And they might someday either own a small business and or somehow be in charge of some sort of advertising and promotion budget. And they, you know, it's good to know that radio still works, and doing radio right certainly works. And I made a comment Monday on the air. I'm not going to dignify their name, but there's a big company that's having a big promotional sale event this week online. And I see that and I just think, my goodness, how about we support our local places first before we go online and try to find something, especially in those cases where you probably don't need them anyway. You know, so not only listening, but supporting those that sponsor these broadcasts, which continues to keep local communities strong.
Absolutely. And I'm a double-edged sword on that. Really, I am, because I do know that there are so many of those small businesses that sustain because of that big company, and it's allowed them to... It's a different marketplace nowadays. 21st century, you would never have imagined 25 years ago that a company that big would have impacted in both a positive and a negative way small businesses. But I think there's that local entrepreneur out there, that local business person that is listening out there, and they find ways to make it click. And if they find ways to make it click and utilize those companies, utilize those resources, you know, we've seen that in some of these smaller towns, whereas before, you know, if they had to rely on the good old U.S. mail, you know, three-day shipping.
But
we digress here. So we're here at the fair, the Georgetown Fair. We've got Master Showmanship tonight. And speaking of some of the great local young talent out here that is up and coming in the world of agriculture, it really doesn't get too much better than that.
Yeah, and you know, it's interesting to have been here many years and to see some of the same last names over the years, and in some cases watch them go from juniors into seniors, and that's been really neat. And you know, that's one of the things that make local fairs and local events so good, is to watch someone from age 8 or whatever struggling with a bucket calf, or staring at their shoes when they might be given some sort of presentation. And through events like this, and I still remember when I was, you know, I was competing for scholarships or different things, like my senior year or junior year of high school, when I was, you know, like there were 5 of us in 4-H 1 year of guys that went to an event. We went to a thing, there were 5 guys and 20 gals, which was great for me for a number of ways. But, you know, people would ask, you know, what would you say to someone that's looking to not participate anymore? I'm like, why would you quit now? This is the best time for it. You know, get awards, have leadership opportunities, social network, you know, eventually professional network. There are so many advantages of this. And I mentioned it to Dennis, you know, you get to watch folks, you start a project, you go through a project, you complete a project, and it's not just about the project. You know, it's not just about whatever that thing is. It's understanding what all went into that, and the importance of finishing a task is also awfully important. So, you know, those kind of life lessons, I mean, that's all these barns, all these buildings, you know, certainly indicate that.
That sense of accomplishment, and of course, that sense of being out there in a situation where you're on your own. It's you and animal. Nobody else is going to necessarily help you out. And things can go wrong. They have. And knowing what you can do to react in those situations and come out of it and make good. And sometimes it works out and sometimes it doesn't.
Yeah. There was once I was really little. You never forget this stuff. I'm in show ring with my steer, and we're next to the head table. And for who knows why, my steer jerked his head and pulled a piece of paper off the table with his tongue and ate it. And people saw it because there was laughter. I could hear the laughter from it. And you're on an island there, and you can either drop the halter and run away, or, you know, you endure something like that. So experience is good and bad. And the bad ones aren't as bad as you think they are, in most cases. But, yeah, you really do, especially in the ring like that. Or if you're giving a project talk, you're up there and you're on your own. So you have to be prepared, and then you have to roll with it, you know, depending on how it's going. It's really, I think of a lot of good experiences from that. And sometimes the bad experiences help you better than some of the good ones do.
They definitely become ingrained and help build these youngsters, their character into what they will become. And that's the leaders of tomorrow, definitely. Well, we're ready to head over here. We're going to get ready for the Master Showmanship Show. I've got one more report coming up here before I can sneak in there. I'm going to get DeLoss a head start there on that. And, of course, we'll have reports throughout the evening here with Jesselyn Eisenman, and I'll be back to tie it all up here on your Wednesday evening from the Georgetown Fair. Chad Baker along with DeLoss Yonke of RFD here on WITY.